Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to yet another episode of Bleeding Steel Men's Mental Health. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope you are masking up, social distancing, sanitizing, and staying home as well. I would love to give a shout out to my girls for last week's episode. Thank you so much, girls. That was amazing. And a huge shout out to Shekinah Icy. Thank you so much, girl, for the support. It was so overwhelming. I really appreciate it, and keep it up. And today I just want to welcome you to today's episode. And just for the record, today's episode is not only for the men. Yeah, guys, it's not always about you, you know. So today's episode is for everybody, males, females, everybody can tune in, because I'm about to introduce a series called the Learning Series. So in the Learning Series, we'll basically just be handling, you know, mental health conditions like depression, post-traumatic stress disorders, and every other mental health condition in the mental health spectrum and stuff like that. We just get to get the basic knowledge, the basic information about what they are and how to handle them, you know, just the basic first aid on how to handle the issues when you have them, the depression when you have it, or if people around you are depressed, you know the basic things to do for them and how to help them. You know, it's just getting rough out here. It's getting wild during this pandemic. It's just important that we take care of our mental health. So today's episode is called Amid the Pandemic, Mental Health Matters. So, you know, there's just a lot of things going on around the nation, around the world. It's wild out here, guys. Gone are the days when we'll just hear about the COVID-19 deaths and morbidities. You know, we just hear them from afar to say Italy has lost such and such a number of people. But now, guys, it's hit home. It's like it's in the hood. People are dying and people are sick. It's not even funny anymore. And you know, this is just causing so much anxiety, so much depression around us. And it is just important that we take care of ourselves physically, we take care of ourselves psychologically, and we take care of ourselves spiritually. So the learning series will be doing just, you know, the basic information. Remember, the Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So I figured that maybe we can take some time, you know, teach each other a thing or two about mental health, so that we avoid the myths and the stigma that goes around mental health. You know, when people hear the word mental health, automatically you start thinking of a mentally deranged person, or a mad person who picks mufshala shani, you know, those things. But then I believe that the reason why we have a lot of stigmatization around people who are having some mental health issues is because of the lack of knowledge, because people barely know what things are, you understand. So today I'd love to give to do an introduction to this learning series, and by that I would want to start by the definition of what mental health is, so that at least we clear out the myths around what mental health is. Guys, mental health tekupena, or it's not attention seeking, or somebody's inability to suck it up, you know, there is more to mental health than what we've accustomed ourselves to. So WHO, that is World Health Organization, defines mental health as a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her own community. So basically, mental health is me and you being able to realize our potentials, what we can do, how far we can stretch. Mental health is basically you and me being able to cope with the stresses thrown by life on us. Mental health is basically how you and me can be productive and fruitful and make a contribution to this world. So clearly, mental health is not just an absence of a mental disorder, or me trying to seek attention, or you trying to seek attention. There is more to it, and that is what I want to be addressing in the learning series. So we'll be going condition by condition in the episodes. We'll be doing depression, we'll be doing all different kinds of mental health issues. And please, kindly, you are free to send in your contributions if you want us to address a certain condition specifically on the podcast, you can reach me on 0966 906352. You can WhatsApp me the topic you want us to address, so that we'll be able just, you know, teach each other, learn, have the basic information, be able to know how to take care of ourselves and the people around us. It's just important that we get the adequate information. And also, I wanted to tell you guys to stay safe. You know, it's getting serious out here. It's getting wild. It's hitting home. Gone are the days we'd hear it from afar, but now it's home. People have lost parents, people have lost kids, people have lost their loved ones. I personally have lost quite a number of people because of the COVID. And the little thing that you can do for somebody is be nice, guys. Be nice to people. Be nice to strangers, regardless of their social stratification. Be nice, guys. I'm emphasizing on being nice because we are all struggling. You know, the thing about struggle, be the thing about stress, the thing about pain, is it's subjective. One thing that I might consider to be trivial for me might be a huge thing for you. Maybe I might break down just at seeing a puppy being bashed or something. That would make me really sad and get into a depressed episode and stuff. You would term that to be so trivial, but for me it's huge. That is why you need to be nice, because pain, stress, and everything else is subjective. The Bembas have a proverb to say, umchede ukufina umfwa usendele. So the person carrying the sword is the one to determine how heavy that sword is. Not because I feel like, that's just a small stack of salt. I'm sure it's not heavy. That's the thing with, you know, depression, the thing with stress and every other mental condition there could be. I'm the one who's feeling it. You're the one who's feeling it. The basic thing, the little thing that I can be, the most human thing I can do is be kind. If I can be of help, step up and, you know, just help you. And in the middle of this pandemic, amid this pandemic, guys, mental health is a belt that holds everything together. You know, it's something that we really need to take care of. Take care of your mental health, guard your mind, protect the people around you mentally, spiritually. And you know, something that's really important that you need to do is stay prayed up, guys. In this pandemic, you can't afford to live a reckless life. You can't afford to live unsaved. You need to get saved. If you're not saved, you need to be more intentional about your spiritual life, and as much as you are more intentional about your finances, you know, as you chase that paper, as you hustle, as you chase that paper, as you hustle, also remember to chase Jesus. Also remember to go after Jesus. Yeah, do the hustle with Jesus by your side, you understand? And you know, just take care of the people around you. Mask up, sanitize, social distance, get proper information about the COVID-19, get proper information about the vaccine, go to the hospital, ask the medical people about the vaccine, because there are a lot of myths that are going on around the vaccine, going on around the virus itself. Remember, it's so disturbingly funny that people still feel or think the virus is still a myth even today. You know, the other day I was going to the market and then I had a mask. I masked up. And then this guy tells me to say, "Iwe takwa rafiki of coronavirus, takwa befio." I'm like, okay. How sad is this that people still feel or think COVID is a myth? Guys, people are dying. Families are being devastated. This small virus is causing so much harm that it's just so unbelievable that some people would still feel like it's a myth. And for the people who feel like COVID is a myth, please, for the sake of us who still know that this thing is real, just mask up regardless. Social distance regardless. If you feel like the mask is something useless to you, it's probably the most important thing to the next person around you. So just mask up regardless, for the sake of the person next to you. When you go home, if you want, when you go home, you can live recklessly as you want to. But when you're around people, when you're in crowds, guys, follow the guidelines, comply to the guidelines, and stay prayed up, stay served, guys. You know, it doesn't matter how long or how far you wandered off. Some people would feel like, okay, maybe I'm too sinful to, you know, just go back to God. I remember the story of the prodigal son in the Bible. He wandered off, he went away, he took his inheritance, went far off, shining MPR, you know, everything like that. But then the time came when he just reached to the end of himself. He found himself feeding what the pigs were feeding. And then he realized to say, you know what? Well, who am I kidding? My dad is rich. As in, barely got the stacks. What am I doing here? You know? Then he was just like, you know what, Xe? I'm out of this place. I'm going home. Bali will pay for it all and stuff like that. You understand? So, like, that's the same thing with God. God is always just behind you and in front of you. He's just literally all over you. And if you feel like you've wandered off way too far, and maybe you feel you are too dirty, you are too sinful to go back to God, it doesn't work like that. God is always waiting for you just to turn around. It's like, you know how those dramatic Indian movies where somebody falls off, like they sleep on something and then they fall, and they are just magically, somebody will appear from nowhere and they'll hold them and they'll fall in love, begin to dance and stuff like that. That is how God works. As in, guys, you sleep off, you sin. If you feel like you're way knee deep into the sin, into gossip, into fornication, into stealing, into lying, whatever sin that you feel like you're way in deep, knee deep into it, it's nothing to God. Just all you need is just to turn around and he will hold you, just the way, you know, those Indian movies guys do. He'll hold you. He's always willing just to hold you and fall in love once again with you. So no matter how far you've fallen off, this is a situation, these are times where you can't afford to live unsaved, guys. These are times where the most important vaccine there is Jesus Christ. The most important vaccine there is salvation. You know, we're not getting out of here alive. But in as much as we are not getting out of here alive, we need to live intentionally. We need to live a life of Christ. We need to live careful. As in, if you want to live recklessly, I think you have to do that behind closed doors when you're alone. But when you're around crowds, guys, take care of yourselves physically, take care of yourselves mentally, take care of yourselves spiritually. These are difficult times. It's getting rough out here, guys. These times, apatufikiria hapa na ikosta, guys, na ikosta. And the best way to survive, the best way to get out of this place, sin, is holding on to God, is getting the right information about the COVID-19, is getting the right information about the vaccine, is getting the right information about who God is. Study your word, study scripture, stay prayed up, sanitize, social distance, do the necessary things that you have to do to stay safe and to protect the people around you. It's getting rough out here. You and I both know that it's getting rough out here, and we can't afford to stay unsaved. We can't afford to stay without God. He's like the main vaccine right now. Like, God is the main vaccine right now. In as much as there are all these other vaccines around, people, God has blessed them, scientists and whatnot, to come up with vaccines and everything, helping people and stuff. But he is the main vaccine. Get the proper information about the vaccine. Get vaccinated if you can. But also, rely on the biggest vaccine, who is God. Your soul needs to be vaccinated with a whole lot doses of Jesus Christ, guys. You can't afford not to know Jesus Christ in these times. People are dying. It might be me today. It might be you tomorrow. We never know. But one thing that I'm emphasizing, guys, is we can't afford to die without Christ. Make that an impossibility today. Make it impossible for you to die without Christ. Seek God. If you are not saved, seek salvation. Welcome him into your heart. Let him be your Lord and personal Savior. It doesn't matter how far you've wandered off. He's waiting for you. You know, Jesus Christ, that's why I always say, you know, God has a sense of humor. Like, he wants to be closer to the brokenhearted. The Bible says he's close to the brokenhearted. No matter how broken you are, no matter how damaged you feel you are, God is more close to you. He's closer to you. And he's just waiting for you, you know, just to reach to reach at the end of yourself, to reach at a point where you want to surrender to Him and, you know, just go back to God. So I just wanted to introduce the learning series today and just to encourage you guys a bit. Get Jesus Christ, get vaccinated and salvation, mask up, stay home if you can, always be safe in the crowds, mask up, social distance, sanitize, and do the necessary things. So like I said, guys, if you have a specific topic, a particular topic that you want us to cover during this learning series, you can get to me on my WhatsApp, that is 0966-9063-52. You can also get to me on my Facebook handle, that's Hope Ezra Mkwinda, and we'll be able to discuss whatever you want us to discuss concerning mental health. So we just need to get, you know, the adequate information. Stay, that's the word. Yeah, and as much as we are staying prayed up, you also need to stay knowledged up. You know, knowledge is everything. Knowledge is vital. Knowledge is very important. It prevents a lot of things, and it also just solves a lot of things. So thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. Mask up, sanitize, social distance, and most importantly, stay prayed up. Guys, stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a blessed evening. I love you, but always remember, God loves you more. It doesn't matter what is going on around the world. Yes, the world is bleeding right now. Things are happening. People are questioning the existence of God right now. But I want to assure you that God is still God. God is still faithful. God is still on the throne. And He still loves you the same, guys. He still loves you. Do not question Him. I know you might be having a lot of uncertainties. You might be having a lot of not okay days. But trust me, I can assure you, God loves you, and rely and depend on His love. He will see you through no matter what you're going through. So take care of yourself financially. Chase that paper if you have to. Take care of yourselves physically. Mask up, sanitize, do the necessary things, follow the guidelines. Take care of yourselves mentally. Mentally is almost psychologically, yeah. Mm-hmm. So take care of yourself psychologically. Get the proper information about the mental health issues and conditions, and you know, just take care of yourself, take care of the people around you, and take care of yourself spiritually. Stay close to God, and He will stay close to you. Have a blessed evening. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Good night. See you next episode. See you next time. Bye.